Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me, as usual, is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing real good, son.
And with me is my friend, Andrew. How you doing, Andrew?
Good.
Good.
Saw a nice little win up in there.
Yeah, here we are at Citi Field. We're in the Citi Field parking lot. It's Father's Day, and the Mets win on Father's Day. Thankfully,
all the dads are happy.
That's right. I personally am 2-0 as a father on Father's Day.
Huge. That's huge.
I know last year they did a walk-off against the Cubs.
Nice.
That's what I remember. We were
on
watching
Father's Day?
Yeah, on Father's Day. Yeah, it was the same day as the U.S. Open.
We weren't here, were we?
No.
No.
No. No, I know. We were somewhere else.
That obligation.
So, yeah, no, it was a good game today. I was really happy. Matsuzaka started, and he went an inning, and that's it. And
yeah, because he had some tummy problems.
I guess he wasn't feeling good, I guess.
The lineup made him sick, or?
Against the Padres, they beat the Padres 3-1. That's an anemic offense.
Way too close of a game against a team like that. Like,
yeah, I mean, they left way too many men on base.
Padres are the worst team I've seen in the last 5 years.
But yeah.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Well, they play in a huge cavernous ballpark, Petco Park. It's bad. It's bad.
You don't know anything about that, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Coming, what was that, first year at Citi Field? It was horrendous.
Our first two,
yeah.
It still kind of sucks, honestly.
Yeah.
Weren't there 7 different heights for the outfield wall when they first opened?
Yeah, because it was the...
Looked like the New York skyline.
Who did? Howie Rose, jutting up and down. Howie Rose called it the Great Wall of... Was Great Wall of...
Flushing.
Wall of Flushing.
The Great Wall.
Yeah, it started at an angle, and then they added... They were like,
not
you know,
quite the bamboo curtain, though.
No. They said, forget it. We're just going to make that into a party deck, pull it out a little farther, and go from there. So
still cost David Wright his career, basically, up until this point.
What was that, 10 home runs in 2009?
Yeah.
9, which is...
And he's got four now.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, as much as I love Wright, and I think most Met fans do... He's just a shell of what he was.
Will he be the Mattingly of the Mets? Like,
yes.
Like when they finally do something, he'll be too old to help.
Yes.
Well, he has no choice.
Injured or
something else. He'll probably be like Nomar. Like Nomar when they traded him away and then they won.
They finally got good after they got rid of him.
Right.
So unless they trade Wright for like a couple of prospects that turn out to do something good. Like who was it? Mazzilli when they Mets traded Mazzilli for Ron Darling.
Yeah,
then they
ended
up getting him back. Right?
Yeah, they ended up getting him back, but that was when he was a little bit more, you know.
Well, who did they get?
Kinder and gentler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who did they get for the knuckleballer?
Who, Dickey?
They got Noah
Syndergaard and Travis d'Arnaud. Travis d'Arnaud, they just sent
him. Our AAA catcher.
Yeah.
So now, how does the trade look?
It still looks good.
Because Dickey hasn't been all that great up there, but.
He's actually been doing better. I got to tell you that.
Recently, right?
Oh, yeah, just recently. I think it's because Edwin Encarnacion hit 13 home runs in the month of May. I think that's why they've been doing better.
Yeah. So that might have something to do with it.
Yeah.
Is the upgrade in talent in Toronto getting it done, or is it because the Yankees and the Red Sox are slipping?
A little bit of both.
It's because there's some surprises for the Blue Jays, honestly. I mean, Melky Cabrera is one of the best leadoff hitters in the game right now.
True.
Yeah, Reyes isn't even leading off, and they're doing okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's middling.
Reyes is finally healthy. We miss
do
him.
Do they do the Jose cheer?
They might. I don't know, actually.
Can they do that in French?
No. It's Toronto. That's Montreal. You're thinking.
Okay.
You're thinking Montreal. Speaking of Canada, the Stanley Cup Finals just ended. The Kings won. I was hoping for a longer series.
At least six games.
Yeah, I mean, six games. That's what you want. I mean, but you also don't want the winning team to win on the road. It's not fun.
It's not fun to watch that.
No.
But the Kings
are a very close team. They do a lot of things together off the field.
Yes.
In California, yeah.
Yeah, they have a very tight...
What, they bond?
Yeah.
They bond, yeah.
They have a very tight locker room as the 7 train goes by. only at Citi Field.
What did Rocker say about that train?
Not good stuff. Not good stuff.
He didn't like it too much.
He didn't like it too much, and that's all he's known for. That's just about all he's known for. Yeah. So.
Not a happy camper.
No. So, yeah. So the Cup Finals are done. I was hoping
now
for a longer
soccer,
series.
Now it's soccer. On with the soccer.
World Cup's going on. I know the U.S. is going to play on Monday.
Who are they playing?
Ghana. G-H-A-N-A.
Do they stand a chance or no?
A chance? Sure. Yeah. I mean, because in their...
Because they're playing Ghana.
Well, yeah. Hey, I was really surprised that Spain lost to the Netherlands. I'm like, Netherlands? Who plays
not
soccer
only
in
lost,
Netherlands?
They were
decimated.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
And then it wasn't only until afterwards that I realized, oh, wait, that was the final from 4 years
ago. Isn't this a league where payola works really well?
Well, there's a great Onion article that they, just in the nick of time, they figured out who was going to win it. That it was already planned. Like, we made it just...
It's all supposed to be fixed, right?
Yeah, it's Brazil. Yeah, it's in Brazil. Brazil's won so many times, and it's all that sort of stuff. If it's not going to be Brazil, it's going to be a South American country, Uruguay, Argentina.
What about Spain?
Well, if they come to show up.
Yeah.
They won for the... 4 years ago was their first time winning. You know, hey...
We shall see.
Stranger things have happened. I don't think the U.S. is going to win it all.
Hell no.
No way. It's still going to be a couple years before you see them deep into the finals, like the quarterfinals or the semifinals, but not yet. If they make it out of group play, that'd be great. Well, 4 years ago when Landon Donovan scored that goal,
that was
great. That was big. It actually meant something.
Now, what about the announcer from the Olympics? That guy was pretty exciting. I mean, the games were boring. But the,
which guy
the
are you talking
goal?
About?
Oh, for soccer? Oh, I forget. I forget who that guy was.
What, in Espanol?
The Spanish one? Goal!
Yeah,
goal!
That was exciting. People watch for that.
I think he does the Mexican league, doesn't he? Yeah, he does. I'll give you the hockey equivalent is Mike Emmerich.
He's
great.
He does a great job. Yeah.
He is the perfect announcer because he makes both sides. He's excited with the crowd and with the opponent.
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely... There's no favoritism in here. Him.
He's probably the go-to guy for them.
Oh, absolutely. NHL. When he scores a goal, you get goosebumps. It doesn't matter. It's a game in February, Oilers versus the Predators, and you're watching as soon as a goal happens. Because he's so excited.
I heard he uses the most adjectives and verbs.
I can believe it.
What, they actually measured it?
Yeah.
He's created some words, too. I think my favorite, as the 7 train goes by again.
zoom, zoom.
I think my favorite word he created was called waffle boarding.
What is that?
Waffle boarding. All right. Goalies. Goalie pad, the one they hold the stick with.
Yeah,
remember how it used to look? It was brown and it had those divots in it.
Right.
Almost kind of looked like a waffle.
Sure.
So when you block it with the pad and it goes along the boards, it's called waffle boarding.
Nice.
Where you take the pad, whoop, and you move it off onto the edge. Waffle boarding.
He invented that?
That
I
was
thought
his
that
creation.
Waffle taco was pretty good, but this sounds better. This sounds much better.
The Choco taco? No, that was the...
That's coming back, I heard.
That was a good one, too. And then the NBA Finals is coming to a close, hopefully soon. Down with LeBron. That's what I said.
Yeah,
He needs this badly, and he's... I don't know what he's going to do.
He needs it badly because he lost against the Spurs with Cleveland.
Yeah.
He had help.
The Spurs are his nemesis.
But how great is that Spurs coach?
Popovich, sure. Best coach in the NBA.
Exactly.
That
so leadership matters.
You want to talk about a guy, they do stuff off the court. He's got them watching movies together.
Bonding.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, no, absolutely.
So the difference between teamwork and brotherhood... Right, it's like friends and brotherhood. Friends is I'll do depending on a relationship at the moment, but brotherhood is like you're going to do it no matter what.
And no, absolutely.
No matter when.
And they do it. I mean, you know, I think it was last year. Duncan said to Parker, like, "Give me one more."
Yeah.
Like, give me one more, and we can do this. Just one more. Last year they lost. They almost had it. All they had to do was win one game, but they couldn't do it. So.
But yeah, they're. Every year in and year out, they're a mini army. None of them try to stand out. They work so well together.
And I would have to say Duncan is the most underrated player.
Well, yeah, he's top 15, arguably the top 15 players of all time.
He has, what, 5 rings?
Yep.
5 rings. Jordan has
5.
6. So, and Jordan doesn't even have the most. Chamberlain's got the most. But when you think, like, you know, undefeated in the championship, Jordan. Jordan and the Bulls, 6-0.
It's because... I mean, Tim just—he flies under the radar because he's not loud.
He's quiet.
He's not, yeah,
he's quiet. You don't hear.
He doesn't ask for any attention.
You don't even know who he's dating or married.
He's not a self-promoter.
No,
not at all.
He's not a self-promoter.
He just goes out and plays his game. He doesn't ask for any attention.
And he took over for who was prior to him the most underrated, David Robinson.
True.
You know, the Admiral.
No easy task, but
no.
He's more than lived up to it.
Absolutely. Back when they were the Twin Towers, and that was '99 was their first.
And they played the Knicks.
Yes.
Back. In 2000?
99 to 2000. 2000. Yeah, one of those. So, but yeah, and here they are, 15 years later, still doing it, and they still look good.
Now, does Carmelo Anthony stay in New York, or
no.
is he going to...
Not if he has a brain.
So if he goes down to South Beach, I heard he'll have to take... They'll all take a pay cut to $13 million.
Yeah, but then...
I hate when that happens.
If they all agree to do that, then that changes everything.
But here's the thing. If they're going to start doing stuff like this, making it okay and making all these...
To
stuff,
make the little agreements between
friends.
Sure, like,
okay.
Yeah, yeah,
you,
yeah.
Four top, 50 players, yeah. Five, top 25 players play together, get rid of some teams.
Like, yeah, like the...
Get rid of... There
the Sacramento
be,
Kings?
Yeah. You know, there should be no more...
The Kings?
Than
no
20...
Good?
You know, I wouldn't get rid of the Kings because they're, get rid of the Grizzlies. Even though the Grizzlies have been good, get rid of the Bobcats, the Pelicans.
What about the Clippers?
Clippers.
Enough news with that franchise?
With the Clippers?
Yeah. I mean, I...
Whole other side to this.
You know, it's the unfortunate part is that, we all had to hear about it.
Right.
You know, that's my only thing. You know, the fact that he got found out.
Right.
That the way he got found out. Fine. And I know I was reading an article back in around the turn of the century, and he was voted one of the worst owners of all time because of just...
Wait, people knew. This isn't something new completely to the owners, to the public, yes, but...
Yeah, but not even in the personal, in his personal life, all that stuff.
An owner of a franchise, yeah.
It's bad. Like, these are the Clippers. They didn't have a winning...
he bought them for, less than $20 million or something.
Yeah, but that was in the 70s when everybody.
But
was
it was like he woke up one day and was like, yeah, I'll buy a basketball team.
Sure, absolutely. It was like, for him to be all of a sudden he's a bad owner. He's been a bad owner
for a while. From slumlord to NBA owner, only in America.
Only in America. Don King, only in America. Yeah, so, that's what I'm thinking. So, yeah, and pretty soon football's going to start. I know they just got done with organized team activities for a lot. So that'll be upcoming soon. Sooner, before you know it, it's going to be training camp. And I know the Falcons are going to do the
Hard Knocks. So that kind of eliminates
they got
them
it this
from,
year?
From doing anything deep in the playoffs, I would think. Right? Teams that's bad news to air your laundry in public every week.
It's good. Yeah.
It is.
I mean, it's great for the fans, but...
Sure. But, I might check that one out. Maddie Ace
sure.
and Mike Smith.
You watch it every year. It's great, yeah. You got to see Chad Ocho get the boot.
Falling apart.
On HBO.
Falling apart. And to think he was, at the time, he was the worst thing the Dolphins had.
Yeah.
Don't forget, because he was with the, we're going to let you go.
Man, that
this
was just a little
good.
Preview.
Yeah,
a little
really.
Preview.
Right. And little did we know what was hanging out in the back of that situation.
Yeah. Maybe I think the Dolphins just got to start over, from the top to the bottom. Ownership, players, coaches, everything. Try again. This isn't Marino. This isn't Shula. The no-name defense. None of that stuff. There they go by. On their way back to Manhattan. Hey, that's what happens. The great thing about Citi Field and also Shea, you get the noise of the seventh line.
And the planes.
Oh, they're so low. We're looking at ones that are just coming into LaGuardia. They're so low. It's ridiculous.
If you're from out of town and you're not expecting that, you get a little freaked.
No. No, it's nothing like on the turnpike, though. When you
almost graze the top of your car.
Yeah, really, newer.
I didn't hear the rumble like you used to hear in Shea. I don't know
they don't go right over.
Yeah,
they
don't go
to.
Overhead.
Right.
Yeah, they really
made... I kind of like that.
Oh, I love that. Who's it? Bobby V used to purposely do that.
Yeah, he would try to time it.
Yeah, he would try to time it where he could get the...
When the other pitcher, some crazy thing.
Something like that, yeah. Where it's as it's flying overhead, he either called timeout or did something. He tried to make it work in his... Yeah, it worked in his favor, so...
He's a maniac.
Yeah, what does he work for?
He became an athletic director for Sacred Heart University.
Yeah, really? Up in Connecticut.
Connecticut, yeah.
He owns a restaurant in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
I think they are the first, they're credited as the inventor of the wrap sandwich.
Oh, they
really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big claim.
Tell me about it. It's a tortilla, and you put lettuce in it, and that's about it.
And it took centuries to figure this out?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Shocking.
That's how it happens. That's just how it happens. All right, well, thanks very much, guys, for joining me.
Well, I just want to make a comment about that wrap. Wasn't the egg roll the original wrap? I mean,
is that a true story?
I guess.
Yeah. I was trying to stay claim, like centuries earlier than Bobby V.
Probably.
Bobby V's 300 years old. No one knows it.
Right.
Yeah.
Bobby V lives forever.
He sure does. Live forever in our hearts and minds and in our disguise closet.
He's trying to eat it.
True.
My son is trying to eat the microphone, and he's actually being a little successful with that. So, on that note, I'll let everybody go. Thanks very much for joining me, Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, Dad. Thanks very much for joining me.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. Happy Father's Day. All right. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Just search Everyman Sports into the iTunes store. You can go to our website, everymansports.podbean.com, or you can email me with any questions, comments, concerns, or information at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Happy Flag Day. Happy Father's Day. Take care.